Yay, you made it to the mini course, Discover Recover. And we're going to have a look today at how things have unfolded for you in your life as an eater so far that's led you to this point. I'm Laura Lloyd. I'm a food psychology coach. I'm going to guide you through it. And this exercise isn't going to take you long. In a very, very short amount of time of putting pencil to paper, you're going to have a much more detailed idea of how your eating and your emotional life has followed a certain trajectory, so that it doesn't just look like, and I totally get that there's a moment where you feel like, I've just been doing this over and over. Maybe you've been dieting a lot, or maybe you've been binge eating for years and years and years, and it just feels like such an ingrained pattern. And you can't really see why it is that you keep doing the same old, same old. Some people are psychotherapy kind of people, and they like to look back at the past. Now, I'm a coach, and I don't look back at the past very much. The only reason we're going back into the past is so that you can see a little bit about what you've been doing, maybe why it's been happening. Maybe you can start to get some insights into that. But most of all, so that you can understand that the reason you started to do a habit like dieting or overeating isn't the reason why you're doing it today. You're doing it today because you have a habit. But the reason the habit started in the first place is worth just throwing a little bit of compassion on yourself for. Let's take a look and you'll see what I mean. I've made a little slideshow. So let me screen share and we'll have a look. Gotcha. Can you see that now? Fantastic. All right, so let's take a look at what happened with your eating. And what happened, you can start to map it out on this worksheet that I've given you. But as you can see, the worksheet, you can print it off if you've got a printer, but it's also really, really simple. So you can also draw it on a piece of paper. You're really just going to put a line down the middle and put my life on one side. And that, by that, I mean my life events. And my body and my eating on the other side. So I want you to go back to the moment when you first started restricting your food, or maybe the moment when you first started overeating. For many of us, especially binge eaters like I was, overeating is really preceded usually by a period of restriction of some sort. And that might be a diet, or it might be just, in my case, it was just a sense of just a promise to myself. I'm going to skip my lunch at school and just be hungry and lose weight that way. So that was my idea. Maybe you had an idea, or maybe somebody put a diet for you or had an idea about what your body should be like. And then you started restricting, maybe you started overeating, or maybe you actually went on an official diet, like, you know, some people were put on a slim fast diet by their parents or taken with their mum to Weight Watchers or anything like that. So look back to where all of that restricting your eating began, and look back to where that overeating began. And I want you to fill out that in that column for food and body. And then on the other side, I want you to fill out what was happening at the time. So I might think about the time when I started trying to skip my lunch at school. And I might think about what was going on for me in my school life at that time. What was I feeling mostly, and what was I experiencing? What were my thoughts about myself? And as you do this timeline, you keep building it out from there. And, you know, you can go as detailed or just as you know, rough as you want. But really, you can map out everything up till now. But I want you to look beyond just all of the emotions that went with trying and failing to lose weight, the optimism of dieting, the regret of falling off the wagon, or all of the guilt of having binge eaten, or that kind of thing. And actually look at what you were feeling else in the world around that time. What were you feeling about life in general? What were you feeling about yourself? What were your thoughts and opinions about what was going on? Maybe you don't remember it all, and that's fine. Your best guess is as good as at this point. We're only just trying to get a sense of something. And really do this on paper. I've got to say this a thousand times. I couldn't say it enough, that this is your mighty sword. Okay, because when you put it on paper, it just becomes that bit more objective and separate from you. Okay, and you stop living it and you start taking a sort of curious view of it. Yeah, like it's just a story. Because in reality, the past is just a thought that you're having now. And so you might as well put that thought on paper so that you don't live it. We're not asking you to relive it. We're asking you to just take a look at it. Look at that data. And what does it tell us about what you've been doing? Because we might wonder why we began to do what we do. And when we're looking at our motives for things, we're really looking for emotions. Because as Brooke Castillo says, every single thing we do in life is because we think it's going to make us feel better or not feel something that's uncomfortable. Because we think it will make us feel or not feel a certain way. And that is what's going to motivate us all the time. So you can't tell a story of what you've been doing just from the point of view of, I went on this diet and then I didn't have the willpower and I fell off it, because that doesn't really explain why you do things. Why you do things is always a feeling, because you want to feel something or not feel. And you'll come to understand that much, much more deeply as we coach together. Now, as you look down that bit about your life, I want you to just think and include your work life and your study life, because that's where, in my experience, a lot of the action is. Our self-expectations. We look for our value in our work. We look for a reflection of our identity and our worth so often in our achievements or failures, in other people's opinions. And when we look at our work life, look at any places where there was particular amount of pressure on you. And was that pressure coming from outside or inside of you? And sometimes it's both. Sometimes there's real pressure, such as exams. Some of my most, my worst binge eating was during my finals at university, where there was a lot of external pressure because I knew there was exams to pass. But there was also a lot of internal pressure. I expected myself to get top marks. So, you know, looking at that, when I'm talking about pressure, I'm looking about like the facts of it, but also what was I expecting of myself? Because as you will discover, the more we work together, those self-expectations can really cause a backlash for us. And where was there a lot of responsibility in my life? Where was there a huge weight of responsibility? Because when we're binge eating a lot or overeating a lot, that can often be the place where we just throw off responsibility. We're just like, ah, fuck it. I just don't want to be responsible for anybody, let alone myself. I'm not even going to take responsibility for doing what's in my own best interest right now. I just want to be free of it all. And it's like a release. It's a bit rock and roll. Yeah. Yeah. It's a bit letting off steam. It doesn't feel very rock and roll to have your face down in a lasagna, as Caitlin Moran would say. But it's really, really crucial to understand that relationship between responsibility and pressure, and when we eat. My wish for you is that you can look at this timeline then and see, like, okay, the story of my attempts with food is not just a story of trying and failing at dieting. It's a story of ups and downs that have an emotional dimension. And I can understand that some of the time that I've been eating in a way that's felt out of control, my life has had certain intense emotions going on in it as well. And if you're not seeing those patterns right now, that's okay too. We're just exploring, just looking for stuff. Now, why would we go back to the past? Let me come back to this idea of psychotherapy and how psychotherapy is a bit different from coaching and hypnotherapy that I do. Because all of what I do is about getting right in the present and getting a future that's sustainable, a future that's different, a future that's better, right? So we're not going to spend a lot of time looking in the past, and we're certainly not going to the past to blame anyone or anything, or to get overwhelmed with how, you know, how many things we attempted or how much we tried or how stuck we are in our story. The only reason, guys, please hear me on this, the only reason to look to the past is so that you can have some self-compassion. At the end of the day, and I talk about this in the video on my about page of my website, right? At the end of the day, the reason we do things is to survive. Yeah, everything's working perfectly. Our brains just want to make our lives easy and seek pleasure and avoid pain. Yeah. And so in my, you know, 11-year-old's brain, the unpopularity that I was experiencing at school and the pressure on me from inside myself to get other people's approval was so immense that I thought it would be better. It would be a good shortcut to get skinnier. Yeah, I thought I would be more lovable. We all want some love in the end, right? Yeah, and it didn't, and okay, it doesn't add up. But I was 11, and, you know, for many of us, it doesn't quite, you know, when you put it on paper, it's not like, oh, well, if I was skinny, would everybody have liked me at school? No, but it made me feel like I could do something, I could control something in that situation, because I certainly couldn't control my popularity. We did what we did to survive. That was my way of trying to protect myself from the pain of feeling rejected, of feeling unbelonging. It was my way of buffering against that pain. When I said everything we do is to feel or not feel, I was trying to not feel like a weirdo and an outcast and someone with no friends. I was trying to not feel that by focusing on my body. And at the same time, when I began to overeat as a natural backlash against that, I was wanting to not feel. I was wanting to not feel that I wasn't, that I was lonely. So when you look back at that past self who made that decision to start dieting, made that decision to start restricting, or who started to comfort themselves with food, can you just thank yourself for looking after you with food? Because it was quite a smart idea at the time. You did look, you needed something and you found something. So, you know, that wasn't a crazy thing to do. You could have done worse things to yourself. The only thing is then it became a habit. And right now it's not an effective habit anymore, and we can unlearn it. And that's what we're going to do together when we coach. And that's what we're going to do in the online programs that I offer. So have a good go now. If you've just been watching this and you haven't actually been pausing the video and doing the bits now, go back, get the worksheet or get a notebook page. Give yourself 10 minutes, 8 minutes, set a timer, get a timeline onto that piece of paper with my life on one side and my food and body on the other. And let's spill it all out and see what you've got. And if you have any insights from that, feel free to email me because I love hearing from you and I love hearing what you've got and what you've discovered. And if you've loved doing that, then why don't you consider diving in and doing some more together? I want to thank you today for watching this video, for showing up for yourself for the first time, and for actually doing the work, because the difference is huge. It's a quantum leap between understanding something intellectually or thinking about it and actually doing it on a piece of paper. And if you've got the skill to get that pencil in your hand and get the piece of paper out, you've got everything you need to figure out your eating, end your overeating, and create a way of stopping binge eating and starting to lose your weight gradually in a way that you would like to live your life in the future. I promise you that. I know that's the case because I do this work with clients every day. It's good to meet you. Thanks for spending this time with me.